We did the intro.
This is the intro.
Like the music beforehand.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what
I knew it.
Hi, welcome to Probably Not a Cult.
Where we're probably not a cult.
Yes.
Burger King. It's probably not a cult.
Actually, I feel like that'd be a great.
No. They have a king. They're a monarchy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
See, I told you.
Well, today's fun. Me and Jacob took a long 4.5 hour trip up to Oregon, where we're from.
Bend, Oregon. Bend over.
And we are currently sitting in my brother-in-law's house.
Living room.
Yeah, they're staying here for free.
Yeah, we are.
We're staying here for free.
Yeah, we are. He loves us. He really does. Eli... Like Jacob, I've known him for like 17 years now.
We met on the same day.
We all met on the same day.
Literal.
Besides day. Them two, they've known each other longer.
We met a year apart.
Sorry, I'm Anyways, a sleepy boy. We met
a year apart, a year and 10 days apart.
They met, yeah. Anyways, so today we're going to play a fun game. We are calling
We're playing it. A fun game. What's this game called?
Fun Guys. Three Mushrooms. Fun Guys.
It's a game Josh just came up with.
Yeah.
Literally, we're just going to randomize through movie titles, and you have to tell me what they're about.
Sounds good.
This is not an idea I came up with, but I found it on the internet.
Okay, how about I go, and then Eli goes, or vice versa? And then you tell us who the winner is or who the closest person is.
Ooh, it's like the battle. And then whoever wins gets to go against me.
Well, but you're reading the article, so you know what it's about.
Have you guys looked on Facebook Marketplace lately?
No.
Dude, intriguing.
Really?
Why, you're just on your phone?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, man.
I heard the premise.
Rules. This is a competition now, guys.
So My uncle also sells stuff on eBay and buys stuff from garage sales, makes a ton of money from it, and he's making me want
to
do it.
Look at this Asian lady selling her glasses.
He said you can make a whole lot of money. Moolah.
Yeah, he makes really good money, and I think it's just kind of like there, under the table type.
Yeah. Your uncle was also saying he had some very interesting Bigfoot stories.
Yeah, that's the uncle that has all the Bigfoot stories.
Dude, I have a picture of Bigfoot's footprint. Like, I was hunting with your dad.
Yeah.
We were in the middle of nowhere. Literally, like, we were in the middle of nowhere. And we come across a footprint that literally looks like a giant. I have a picture of it on my phone. I'll show it to you. It looks like a huge footprint. Like
a big, five toes, Bigfoot.
A heel, an arch, and ball. Like, it literally just looked like a giant Bigfoot print.
Some would say it's like a giant foot. It almost looked like a hand.
Yeah. Large.
And so we were a little unsure, but I was like,
so it wouldn't be a big foot, it'd be a big hand.
Well, I mean, you know what they say about big hands.
I told Josh's uncle 10 minutes after meeting him that I lived in Redding, California, and he asked me if I'd seen Bigfoot.
Yeah, he asked if we go to
He thinks Bigfoot Mount is Shasta. In every state. So.
Mount Shasta area.
It is true.
You can tell him you live in New York. Oh, you seen Bigfoot?
He has some crazy stories.
He asked me not have I ever encountered Bigfoot. How many times have you encountered Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Because he's probably got, I think, a total of, he's never seen Bigfoot, but he's had encounters. There's probably a total of like 12 times, I think, he's had encounters.
At least.
They were saying that there was somebody at Glass Butte that had like a giant hand come over their tent and crush their tent.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And then someone else in the middle of the night pulled a guy's tent and like flipped it over or something.
And then another thing, like last year they were hunting and a giant tree fell and it wasn't even windy.
Yeah, it hit a tree or something.
It's just got a crazy story. But anyway, cool. Let's get back to Josh.
Alright, so guess the game thing.
Alright, so you're going to read us
guess the movie title. Guess the movie game.
And whoever gets closest to what the movie's about
wins.
Where do I win?
Pride and respect and honor.
I have that.
And a $4 iTunes gift card.
Oh, yes.
Perfect. Actually, I think I have a Dutch Bros stamp card that's fully punched in my wallet. So
Do people still use iTunes?
I don't know. I use Spotify.
I have no clue.
Where you can find this podcast.
Yeah, where Wink, you can find this podcast. Cuff, it's not a cult, I promise.
Okay, Josh, whenever you're ready.
So we are going to do the first film, and it is called Named. Its name is Andre.
Okay, Eli, you first.
I feel like it's about Andre the Giant, and it's about his life growing up as like the tallest human being in the world. And then about how he died. The end.
Okay. I think it's about the famous musician. It's very late. The famous musician, Andre 3000. And his struggles as a poor immigrant. I don't know.
Watch this be some like horror film about a little boy named Andre.
Andre 3000.
Well, it's actually about it's actually about an abandoned seal named Andre.
I think I was right because I said immigrant.
It is grouped in the movies Lassie and Black Beauty. So it's
the guy who
actually
wrote those two movies.
Yeah.
Did he write Old Yeller too? Like, probably. Those are all sad.
Do we want to do like?
It was made in 1994.
Hey, I was born then, so let's say I win.
Right.
I mean.
Or do we want to do like a pass-fail situation where we don't necessarily get bad grades, we just don't pass?
Well, considering we live in 2019, we should probably do that so no one feels bad.
Yeah, we both get on like little tiny trophies.
You get
trophies.
Like a little participation thing.
Okay.
Sure.
So do we both pass? Do we both fail?
You both fail.
Okay.
Epically.
Great. It's about a seal. And I'm like, it's about Andre 3000 and his struggles as an immigrant.
What are you doing?
Dude, I found game show.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I was looking for the dinger. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. Next movie is called Detachment.
I got this.
Yeah, you got
it. I got this. It's about detachment. It's about a man with a detachable arm, and he uses it for various things, like hunting and climbing buildings and shaking people's hands. Just things, normal things you use a hand for. That's my two cents. Detachment.
It's called Detachment?
Yep.
I feel like this is some indie movie, like How to Not Be a Wallflower or whatever that movie was called, and it's like about some girl who detaches herself from the world by writing poetry because she's a sophomore in high school dealing with something really depressing. I don't know.
Oh my gosh!
Cool.
First world problems.
Welcome to our podcast.
it's very
depressing.
Sorry,
guys, you got real dark. Detachment.
It's a movie about Adrian Brody is a substitute teacher that pretty much turns into a role model after he gave up on life.
Come on! I don't know if anybody could hear that.
It's
well,
faint.
neither of us were even close. Okay, Eli, we got the sound effects. So I guess that's definitely a fail, yeah?
Yeah.
I would say I was closest though, because it did have to do with the child, right? Ish.
Children. I mean, there were children involved.
See,
15-year-old. But that's like saying, oh, there was a guy in the movie.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're doing.
I knew
great
it was
though
an indie film.
2 for 2.
All right. Okay, this one's kind of an older film. Pirates of the Caribbean. Okay, go.
What?
Wait, the one with Johnny Depp?
Which one?
No.
Wait, Captain Crunch.
Pirates of the Caribbean. So it's about a Caribbean restaurant.
Ooh.
Where they're forced to dress up, all the waiters, the waiting staff is forced to dress up as a pirate. And Johnny Depp is the, let's see, if he's the lead, he's not the manager, but he's like the star waiter who like bends all the rules and does his own thing.
Wait, do you not know what Pirates of the Caribbean is?
No, I do. I'm just playing along.
But it's who's closest? So if I wait, am I not supposed to tell you what the movie's about?
You just, it's whoever gets closest to what?
It's
to the movie title.
Yeah.
Just play in the space.
It's about a captain who steals a ship called like the Black Diamond or something.
What?
And wait, which Pirates of the Caribbean do you want to know about? Because they've got a plethora.
Curse of the Black Pearl.
Curse of the Black the Black Diamond. You got it.
Oh, it's about Boba Tea. The Black Pearl. It's
Black Pearl. Boba. I saw a meme on Facebook, or no, Instagram, and it was a goat pooping. And then it was like, this is where Boba comes from.
That's what I was just going to show you earlier, Josh. I saw that.
The little tapioca.
I looked at that while we were eating lunch this morning, and Josh, or this morning, this afternoon, and I looked at Josh as I had it on my phone and was like, I can't show him this yet.
Dude, it was so funny. I was losing. Gosh. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm never drinking that again.
That's what I was going to show you, Josh.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Okay, what's the next movie?
Sorry. All right.
Who won that one?
I don't know. You're both pretty bad at this game.
You gave us a movie that we both know.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
It's a movie called Katarina and the Others.
This has got to be an indie film.
You first.
With the name Katarina.
You first.
Well, and the Others?
Yep.
Oh, Katarina and the
Others.
I feel
like it's based in, like, it's probably, like, a movie you have to turn the subtitles on for. Because it's, like, only in Brazilian or something like that.
Portuguese?
Portuguese, whatever.
The Portuguese.
So it's like a movie that you had to turn subtitles on, and I want to say the year that it was made is probably 2014, 2013. Let's go 13. 2013, and it's about how, like, she goes on a date to meet some dude's family, and they try and murder her. And she escapes with her dignity. I don't know.
Okay, so...
Didn't they make a movie about that?
Did they?
Recently? I think it's called Get Out.
Yeah, Get Out.
Oh my gosh, wait,
You flipped the roles around, though.
Did I?
Yeah.
Wait, what's it called? It's called Get Out?
Yeah.
It's super good.
It's about a family in, like, North Carolina or something like that, and they're actually insane.
And well, I just saw a commercial for a movie where they, like, supposedly make game, like, board games, and they play hide and go seek. Have you seen that commercial?
Mm-mm. Where, like, I started she gets married and I skipped it.
Into a crazy family, and oh my gosh, it looks so scary. She, like, marries this dude, and he, like, warns her not to marry him, and then he has to, like, help her escape because they are trying to sacrifice somebody, and so they play hide and go seek, and they send her to hide, and they all come to find her, and they all have weapons.
Oh, are you talking about Midsommar?
No,
it's a new movie.
It's like hide. It's called Hide and Seek or something.
Midsommar.
It's kind of how they remake Everest every, like, 5 years, and they're always terrible.
It's almost like that movie. Like that.
Gotcha.
Not The Strangers, but do you remember that other movie that came out after The Strangers was made, where it was like they brought the dude brought his girlfriend in, and part of the family had paid some people to murder.
Oh yeah, I know
the
what
parents.
What?
Dude, there's so.
It's not that good a movie. Okay. Anyways,
we're back.
Katarina and the Others.
Katarina and the Others.
Okay, so one, Katarina, let's just say for me, it's a place, and the Others are trying to sell helicopters. It's their biggest.
It's the Katarina.
It's the Katarina wine mixer. And they're trying to sell
worldwide.
Katarina's trying to sell her wine or her
Canada's
Katarina's trying to sell her helicopters to the Others, and the Others are all the customers, and there's two estranged sisters that pull together to save the whole thing.
If you haven't seen Step Brothers, you are doing life completely wrong.
If you haven't seen Step Brothers, don't listen to my podcast.
Oh my God.
Like, no, that's not.
Please,
he doesn't
please,
mean it. He doesn't
please
mean
listen.
It.
No,
he
I mean it.
No,
I mean
don't
it. Get your heck
mouth.
Out of here.
I'm taking your spot forever if you do this.
No, if you haven't seen Step Brothers, turn the podcast off. or well, no, just pause hit pause.
It. We give you permission.
Go watch Step Brothers. It's worth it. Renting it for like $2.99.
You can get it on Amazon Prime or HBO.
Or yeah. Rent both. It, watch it, and then come back to this podcast so there's no spoilers. Well, I just gave you a bunch, but anyways, the Katarina wine mixer. How close? Who won?
I'm actually going to give this one to Eli.
Oh.
You're decently close.
What?
It's a French film.
I knew it was a foreign movie. When was it made?
2011.
Oh, I was so close. 2 years off.
Okay, but it's actually about...
What's it about?
Katarina found she has... She is HIV positive.
Oh. See, that's basically getting murdered by your family. Come on. Or your boyfriend's family.
Gosh. Anyways, that's that film.
Whose socks are on my couch?
Those Jacob's. Are mine.
The heck?
Sure, let me
to go be fair, that's also my bed.
You come, yeah, I know. You come into my home and you put your socks on my couch.
Yep. Oh, Den of Thieves is such a good movie.
I've never seen it.
Dude.
Are you talking about Aladdin, King of Thieves?
Yeah, it's Prince of Egypt. Aladdin, Prince of Egypt.
No.
Yeah.
That's the second one, isn't it?
Prince of Thieves, Den of Thieves. The second one sucks. Thieves the third oil. One is where it's at.
Prince,
they bring
Prince
Robin
of Thieves
back.
Oil.
Prince of Thieves oil.
Bro, the other day, I saw a cactus, and I was like, man, I'm really curious if that's a fake cactus. So I chose to touch it.
Huh.
And I was far from being correct on it being a fake cactus.
It was real.
It was so real. Wow. I felt every minute of it being real. I had to touch it. I don't know why. You got a movie for us?
Have you guys heard of Brightburn?
Yeah.
Really? Oh.
No.
Well.
It doesn't happen to be the cactus sitting on your fireplace 10 feet from us, right?
No, it's not those ones.
Okay.
I knew they were real.
Okay.
Those two I got when they were little baby niños, and I have raised them to the men they are now.
Wow, have you guys seen a movie called Replicas?
Replicas?
Yeah.
Is that like iRobot?
But I can,
Will Smith?
I can guess what it's about.
Okay.
It's called Replicas? Okay, it's about...
It's called Replicas?
It's about us creating fake humans to live out our lives for us while we sit in the comfort and safety of our own home. And I bet there's a bald guy in it. Vin Diesel, Bruce Willis, or... The Rock.
Or Mark Wahlberg wearing a hat.
Mark Wahlberg?
Oh, that's true. He always wears hats.
He always wears hats.
It's probably not Mark Wahlberg. Probably not The Rock. I'm going to say Vin Diesel or Bruce Willis. Wait, how old is it?
2019. Wow.
Oh. I don't know then.
Was it called
Maybe Harrison Ford in a weird thing? Anyways.
Replicas.
It's robots that... that we create to live out our lives from the comfort and safety of our own homes, and they turn on us and gain sentience, like life and cognitive abilities.
Replicas.
Eli, what you got?
I want to say it's called Replicas.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it's like... Is it a documentary? I feel like it's a documentary about making... It's a documentary. I'm going to guess the year again. Documentary made in 2000.
I already said the year.
He just said the year. Don't tell him. Nobody tell him.
Nobody. Hey, listeners, don't tell him.
Break him off a
hey
piece
guys,
of
don't
that
tell me. I'm
apple
trying to guess.
Sauce. Dang it.
You just said it.
Fancy Feast.
You said the year already?
Yeah.
You said the year.
Was it, what was it, like 2014?
We're living in it.
2019. So. I was like 2018. I was like 2018. Okay, so year's 2019. And what else did I just say? I got so distracted on the year.
Replicas.
Replicas.
Yep.
So
documentary about replicas.
Thank you, documentary. So it's a documentary made in 2019. And I want to say it has everything to do with underwater creatures. So it's like crabs, like crabs or shrimp. Have you ever noticed that most shrimp look exactly the same? It's like a replica. So it's gotta have something to do with the sea creatures that like can.
That's
like,
racist.
Like,
again.
Wait, hold on.
Poop a magic mini me.
You know, there's like different types of shrimp, right?
Well, yeah, but like,
okay,
they all look the same.
Bro, that's racist against sea creatures.
How
you know
that?
How are you hating on these?
You just said that all sea creatures look
alike. I love shrimp. You both know that.
Wait, is it shrimp or shrimp?
Wait, is it shrimp, S-H-R-I-M-P, or is it shrimp, S-R-I-M-P? Because people in the South... No, for real, for real. I've heard people in the South say shrimp.
Shrimp?
Shrimp.
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 Say sir.
Shrimp.
Just say sir.
Sir.
Imp.
Shrimp.
Shrimp. Is it shrimp or shrimp? Okay. Anyways. Who wins? Who
you're
wins?
You're both completely wrong.
No.
It had to be a documentary.
You were the closest.
Was it documentary?
Well, with the fish?
No. Hold on. You literally said it earlier. You're like, oh, this is like iRobot. And then you completely changed.
That's because
I talked about robots.
Jacob talked about robots, so I was like,
I know.
Oh, if you're
probably
robots,
the closest.
It's gotta be
which I'll give it to you.
It's gotta be
you
a documentary.
You have been on a losing streak since we started.
Yeah. Please, thank you.
This is
for
a film that comes from my favorite actor. One of
Christian
my
Bale?
Favorite actors. No.
Yeah, Bruce Willis.
No.
Bruce Willis.
No.
The Rock.
Liam Neeson.
No. No. Do you anything?
Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
Oh!
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, I love him.
I
have you seen that new movie on
him.
Netflix called like
Replicas?
Called Replicas. It's
is
got
that on Netflix?
Fish.
Is it on Netflix?
Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves is in it. Keanu Reeves is in it.
It's a fish movie.
It's
see?
A fish movie. Keanu Reeves is in it. It's about shrimp and fish sticks.
Shrimp.
Shrimp and fish sticks. You like fish sticks, bro.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves is by far one of the like coolest dudes. Is I'm not saying he's the best actor.
Wait, is it Reeves or Reeves?
It's Reeves.
Reeves. Reeves.
Is it?
Anyways.
Okay.
It's about him. His two daughters. Daughters. About him and his two daughters.
Two daughters.
It's about Keanu Reeves and his two daughters hanging out on the tracker.
About Keanu Reeves
they got,
and his ocean.
Well, now his two daughters got themselves in a car crash and actually ended up dying.
And to make replicas of his daughters?
And he makes replicas with AIs.
I can't imagine losing
with
your child.
With autonomous insects.
Dude, is this like that movie? Have you, what
artificial
happened to Monday?
Intelligence.
What
happened
about
to you
Monday or whatever? Have you seen that movie? Is that like that? Where there's like... Seven, what's, is it sextuplets? No. Sevtuplets?
What?
There's like seven women.
No, it's
that are
like every robot movie ever.
This is
a
robot.
Yeah.
Or Wall-E?
Yeah.
Is it like Wall-E?
Yeah, literally every robot, listen, every robot movie is the same exact thing. They're completely pointless at this point.
Really? Like even the robot in Futurama?
Hey, Wall-E is
okay.
So fun and light. Hey, what about the movie called Robots?
Yeah. They are humans.
Yeah, because they turn bad.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Literally every
robot movie, not Futurama, because that's a TV show.
He's a robot though,
and not Wall-E.
No,
not
Wall-E as well.
Wall-E turns bad.
No, not Wall-E, but all the other ones turn bad, and there's only like one good robot to save the world.
The same as iRobot.
Yeah,
I haven't seen Wall-E in a long time.
I mean, Will Smith
is
half robot, so it counts too.
Will Smith is half robot.
Will Smith's like stronger, better, faster, stronger.
Stronger, better,
stronger.
Faster. That's not even the word.
I don't know the word.
Stronger, better, faster, stronger.
Harder.
The nat that don't kill me can only make me stronger.
Oh, the better.
Wait, what's this movie about?
This
two AI
same
daughters.
As every AI movie where they
daughters.
Go bad.
What does AI mean?
And they go bad.
And they get out of control. AI is
agents in the dark.
AI stands for autonomous insects.
Autonomous insects.
Oh,
artwork inferior. Sorry, artificial intelligence.
Artwork inferior.
Stands for
prestige.
Anchovies.
Yeah.
Anchovies inside.
Oh, that's pretty. Like all of that is just as crazy as saying like ants can ride jet skis.
No.
Hey, dude, they can't.
We're not doing Letterkenny. No.
Yes. And also, if you enjoy redneck humor, go
Josh
check out.
look
at what I wear half the time. But also check out Letterkenny. It is pretty vulgar.
Vulgar.
But
it's, like
it's really, really funny.
Is it Bulgaria
did
or
Did you hear what I said? What did
you say?
Yeah, I said vulgaire. It's like a French soup.
Ooh. Is a French soup vulgaire?
You know what I could
what
go for right now?
Isn't that an author vulgaire?
Taco Bell?
No, it's Voltaire.
That's what?
Taco Bell? You said, what can I go for? You could. You asked what true. You could go for right now. And I said,
probably well, not a cold. It's sponsored in part by Taco Bell.
Taco Bell sponsors.
Eat fresh? No, wait.
Think outside the bun.
Think outside the
have it
taco.
Your way, McDonald's.
Just a heads up, guys. KFC.
No. Yes.
KFC.
Attention.
Just launched a new partnership with Mountain Dew, and they have a peach Mountain Dew. And the president of Mountain Dew said that this partnership is the result is like the Baja Blast of Taco Bell.
You think they chose peach because it's like fried southern food? And
exactly. They literally in their like report or whatever said that it's the perfect pairing okay. because there's peach.
Okay. Hold on, guys. I want to interrupt. So now that you know about the peach Mountain Dew, I asked Josh and Jake and Josh, what they had planned while they were here. And their only thing that they had to do was go to KFC to try the new limited edition, one time only, I guess, Peach Mountain Dew.
Which we still haven't done.
Which they still haven't done.
Check out our Instagram. We'll probably get it tomorrow and kind of do like a little, what's the word?
Taste test?
Yeah. And tell you what we think. So if you haven't already, get on that good old Instagram.
Instagram.
And look up probably _ not _ a _ cult.
Cult.
_. C-U-L-T.
_.
And you will see a picture of a creepy dude on train tracks.
_.
And with only one post because we live life and don't sit on Instagram.
_.
Except, I mean, Jacob kind of does, but we don't post anything.
_.
_.
That's the Instagram name. Everything
that's it.
You just
the whole
said
thing. Everything.
Is what you have to look up. Guys.
Go follow them. Yeah. And we'll do a review. That's what I was thinking of. We'll do a review of
a Yelp review.
The peach.
You know what you need
thing.
To do is you open a Yelp account, go into KFC, tell them you are Yelpers, and you are there to try the new Peach Mountain Dew.
I mean, I have a Yelp account.
Oh, perfect. But you need to make it known that you're there, and if you disapprove, you will give them a
I will
review.
Send it back.
I will, because if the peach does not come on the side, I send it back.
Exactly.
So I live my life. With a side salad. If the salad gumball. Does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Wow. Well,
I feel
bad. Look at the time.
Oh, look at the time.
I had a listener story, but I can't find the freak fracking email.
Oh, is it the one?
The one.
Yeah.
Oh, I sent it to you. Could you pull it up really quick?
Did you email it to me?
I emailed it to you.
Okay. Hold on.
I can't, for some reason, get into my other email.
Okay.
We had a listener send it a story a while ago.
Yeah.
I don't know the validity of this story, but I thought it was funny.
Did you send it to me through your, like, basic email?
I think I sent it to you through the...
Probably
not a cult.
All right, let me search probably
it won't
not
even,
a cult.
My phone won't even let me get into it. We had a listener send us a story, and it's freaking crazy. And in the spirit of being in Oregon, home of Bigfoot...
We're going to read it.
We're going to read.
Because it's you, the listeners of America, that are making probably not a cult.
Actually, four of our listeners are in Germany and two are in Australia.
See, the people of the world. Sorry, not America.
The people four of our listeners are...
Oh, here we go.
We only have 26 listeners, so...
You can read it.
Sick. Okay, so... The names have been changed. Just a heads up.
Did you change them already, or are you?
Yeah, I changed them already.
For people's safety.
Yeah, cool. For people's safety.
Cool.
Okay, I'm gonna read this story.
Okay.
It's from a listener. I'm going to name Steven.
who is actually.
Who's a guy. We'll just say it's from Steven.
Okay.
Even though it's not. But, okay. A few years ago, a few friends and I went on a backpacking trip in the Trinity Alps for 3 days and two nights. The first day was as normal as it could get. We hadn't really trained, quotes, for this trip, so you could say we were gassed pretty quickly. But it didn't stop the fun we were having. nonstop joking, poop stories, acid, etc. I didn't see that part the first time.
What?
It wasn't until later that night. This is okay. Now that rest of the story makes a little bit more sense, because I didn't catch the part where he said acid. It wasn't until later that night that things started to go down. My computer. What the heck? The things started to go downhill. Like a bunch of Okay, hold on. No. Okay. Later that night, the things started to go downhill. No, literally, we decided to hike at night, and we all fell down the side of a hill like a bunch of nincompoops.
He's talking about poop a lot.
Yeah, it wasn't funny until we realized that our friend Carrie cracked a couple of her ribs.
Oh.
I tried getting to the group to go back to Carrie. I tried getting the group to go back to get Carrie checked out, but Carrie insisted that we keep on going. Wait, and that she was fine.
Can we pause?
Like the podcast?
No. Didn't you introduce yourself as, hi, my name's Jacob, I don't know how to read?
I did.
At the very beginning.
This is all from memory. So
me the story.
I dreamed all of this. Just kidding.
This is all from memory.
Anyways, Carrie fell downhill, go boom. I tried getting the group to go back to get Carrie checked out at the hospital, but Carrie insisted that we need to keep going and that she was fine.
What a trooper.
Freaking Carrie, man. It would make for an awesome story, is what she said. Yeah, she's BA.
Congrats, legend. Congrats, Carrie.
Wish granted, Carrie.
That is your real name.
Yeah.
What kind of cult is this?
The next morning, just wait for the cult stuff. The next morning, as soon as we started off on the trail, Carrie started to cough up blood and fell against a tree.
I knew it.
Using it as support to keep her up. In the midst of the panic among our group on what we should do, one of the guys on the trip, Daryl, quotes, spoke up. Backstory to this guy, this dude was dead silent the entire trip up until this point. I'd never met him, and he definitely invited himself onto this trip like an asshole. And he didn't know how to say no to him, so here we are.
Gosh.
Daryl says, I was a part of a society.
Quotation marks.
That taught me a thing or two. Taught me a thing or two about healing people, and I think I might be able to help her.
Amen.
Completely disregarding the fact that he mentioned being part of a society, we all agreed to let him try. With no hesitation, he picked her up and set her in the dirt and drew circles around her. Each circle had a different pattern in it, and the circles started to overlap each other. Daryl says, I was a part of the Raelist Society, R-A-E-L-I-S-T, Raelist? Raelist Society. Not a lot of people know about it, but I was very involved with them. I might not be a part of it anymore, but I can still use what I learned to heal Carrie. You can go ahead and Google it. Oh, it's a UFO religion. Great. Welcome to Oregon. At the time, we just nodded our heads.
Did you say he's from Oregon?
No. Oh. We just nodded our heads because we had no clue what realism was. As Daryl continued with his circles, he quietly started praying.
Amen.
This is all a little weird already, but when when his praying began, it sounded more like a chant, and I got very uncomfortable. Mm. It was still very quiet, but I could pick out a few words here and there. He was saying something about Elohim and extraterrestrial fathers and the sixth level. The longer he chanted, the more you could feel the momentum building. When it felt like it was finally at the peak, he stopped abruptly, and Carrie immediately started getting color in her face. Daryl was looking into the forest around us as if he was searching for something. Then he softly said, they're here. At this point, we freaked out. We started looking around trying to see who they were. Before we knew it, Carrie sprinted in the woods, and I screamed at her to stop.
Wait, can I just say this guy's a genius, all right? So you all thought he was coming here to try to heal her. No. He's making sure she runs the crap back to town. That's what's going on right now.
Actually, she really needs a doctor. I'm scared the piss out of her.
She'll run back to town, all right.
That's literally, he's like, all right, I got an idea. It may work.
I don't want to carry her all the way back to the car.
Oh, yeah. No.
Jeez. I mean, I don't know. Come on, Carrie looks like, but she could be the hard person to carry. She could be really tall, and nobody's arms are long enough. Well,
what?
I mean, it depends on how you're carrying her.
I'm confused. If you're trying to carry her like
a hero,
people.
Where you're running out holding somebody from a burning house, that's awkward.
True.
But if she's like piggybacking, I mean, maybe.
But you can't like carry her like that because of her ribs.
Yeah, exactly. So she better be running.
We're saying Carrie a lot, and I can't tell if we're saying the name Carrie or talking about the actor.
See,
Carrie.
What you do is you pick up and carry Carrie.
Oh God!
And carry all the way to the car.
All the way there. And when the doctor says, "Hey, how'd you carry her?" You say, "Well, I carried Carrie this way."
Exactly.
You got a carrier.
Right, I carried Carrie on a carrier. Continue. Carrying on.
I yelled, "Stop! Carry on. Carry on with Carrie."
I went to run after her, but Daryl grabbed my arm. No! They have her now. She's being called to them to give her thanks offering. He immediately started laughing hysterically. It was very Joker-esque. Crack!
I kind of want to punch him in the face.
Daryl fell to the ground, unconscious from being hit over the head with a rock.
Yes.
Steven!
Yes.
I know he wasn't mentioned before, but he's my buddy. He got tired of all this crap and decided to knock him out. Oh. Steven says, I really wish I would have never mentioned this trip to him. Go get Carrie. I'll watch him. Oh, okay. So Steven invited this guy. Freaking Steven.
Steven.
Hours went by and it was nearing sunset.
At least he's cleaning up his mess.
Yeah, is this Steven with a V? Our Steven has a PH.
True.
At least Steven knew he was wrong.
Hours went by and it was nearing sunset. We still hadn't found Carrie. We were in a full-on panic before I heard a cry. I ran in the direction of the cry, saw several flashes of light, still kept running. Finally, we found Carrie in the fetal position. In the woods, behind her, a few shadowy figures were disappearing.
What?
Carrie's clothes were torn up, and she looked like she'd been out here for days. She kept murmuring, sixth level, sixth level. When I grabbed her arm to pick her up off the ground, she cried in pain, and I looked, and her arm was freshly branded with a six on it. I grabbed her face and tried to get her to look at me, but her eyes were frantically darting all over the place.
What listeners do you have?
Cool ones. Carrie, what happened? She still wasn't making eye contact, but she quietly muttered, they said it must be done. I didn't have a choice. And then she started crying. Blah, blah, blah. I can skip all that. By the time we got back, it was dark, and we found Steven sitting there around a fire with our campsite set up. About an hour after you left, Daryl must have been playing possum and caught me when I wasn't looking. I woke up right before the sun went down and he was nowhere to be found. Oh, that's what Steven just said. The next day, there was still no sign of Daryl, and so we just left him. When we got back, circles similar to the circles Daryl had drawn around Carrie were drawn in the dirt around our car. And we left. Haven't seen Daryl since. Couldn't give a crap if I'd see him ever again. Took a few days for Carrie to calm down enough to talk about what happened, but even then, she didn't really remember much. Her ribs were totally fine. She had a bruise, and she had a six branded on her. It was our stuff.
That's a real story.
That's what this listener sent in.
I might poop my pants.
I'm skeptical.
Like, I mean,
but it's hilarious.
You know, but
and terrifying.
Every time we mention the name Daryl, I think of Daryl from The Office doing that, like drawing a circle and like six.
Oh, really?
Six.
That's literally.
I think of Danny McBride from Hot Rod.
Oh, I can see that too.
Oh, yeah.
The guy was like, "That's my hat now. It's totally my hat."
But like, that's in the movie. This is the End, where he's like, also like really selfish. Have you
They're
seen
both
that
in that.
They are both in that.
Daryl from The Office.
Why did I just think of like only
Craig Robinson and
Carrie.
Danny McBride?
Do we know any Carrie Underwood? It had Carrie Underwood.
What yeah, about Carrie
from The Office.
Is there a Carrie in The Office?
No, there's a Karen. Yeah.
Karen, that's close enough. She
Carrie,
looks like somebody who deserves to crack a rib.
You know that movie, Carrie, about the girl?
You know that movie?
Who's covered in blood, pig blood or something like that.
You know that movie, Carrie, where you have to carry a girl out of the woods named Carrie?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Carrie.
All right.
As I was carrying Carrie to the carrier,
the
man said, carry on.
Up.
I was caring for Carrie, carrying her to the carrier. And a man said, carry on.
I cared for Carrie while I was carrying her to the carrier. A man said, carry on.
All right.
So I carried on, carrying Carrie.
Without a care.
No.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Anybody else want Taco Bell as bad as I do?
Yes.
We all want Taco Bell. Send us your creepy stories. We love talking. This might just turn into like a scream creepy. Made it up. Boom. Screepy stories.
Yeah.
Screepy
stories. Send us creepy stories. If you, here's a fun one. record yourself telling us the story
and send it to
and
us.
And send it to us. And what? What?
Whoa.
Eli found.
Okay, Eli's
something
gone.
On his phone. He found lasers. Anyways,
any kind of story you want. Just send us some cool, fun, creepy, scary Bigfoot, ludicrous stories.
Yes.
Even if you have like plot lines for movies, we'll just like review them and judge them.
I would love to review.
I love judging things.
I love judging things.
Guys, you know, listeners, here's the thing. I know I'm a fan favorite, but I won't always be there for you because
you'll be here next week.
Oh, I will be here next
week.
Yeah. Well, but again, maybe I know I'm a fan favorite on this show. I am the funniest person I know.
What show is he talking about?
I think he's talking about our show.
This is technically a show.
Is this?
You're
listening. I mean, I show up
here on the show. If you ever hear like, if you ever listen to like disc jockeys, like here on the show, we have somebody because it's like a different form of show.
Oh yeah,
there's no filming.
Today we're going to be interviewing Elijah Madison, who was recently married and recently a father 7 months ago.
It feels
That's my
great.
Radio voice. I do have a radio voice.
It feels great.
Well, thanks for tuning in.
Yep, go like all of our stuff. Go check out our Facebook page, Instagram.
Underscore.
Instagram's all underscores between the names. Facebook, just look up Probably Not a Cult.
I mean, you could probably put underscores and find it.
Check us out individually.
Do it.
Which we're all tagged in Probably Not a Cult.
You're going to have to, on Facebook, type in my whole name, which... I'm tempted to give you.
Please do.
Of this guy who just sent us that story, telling Daryl about me.
Steve, wait, I'm confused. Was there two Stevens in that story?
Three Stevens told us about that story.
Should I do my radio voice?
I'm so confused.
Sure. Steven is a character, fictitious in nature.
Did you make up all the names in that story? Was
I made up
real?
All of the names
you
in
got
that story.
Daryl from The Office, didn't you?
Daryl might have been the only real name in that.
Listen, if you find a guy named Daryl and he's drawing circles in the sand.
Listen, if Daryl
around a woman named Carrie.
Or just
if he's carrying
Carrie. Carry on.
If, all right. If you find Daryl and
you
he
carry
gets
me
level
on the wings of love.
You
well,
run.
I'm going to carry on with my day now.
I'm going to carry on
and head
on.
Out.
Have a non-cult.
Thanks for listening,
guys. I'm
gonna
go ring the bell.
Be really cautious of joining actual cults like the Realist Society.
Unless you have one that just serves you a bunch of food, then please tell me about it.
If you find a cult, I don't like doing the radio voice. If you find a cult that serves you free food, don't leave, man.
Don't. Why
what
would
are you
doing?
Leave?
I mean,
why would you?
I mean,
why
but
are
like,
you running?
But like, guys,
why
if you
why
anything,
are you
if
running?
You think about this. If you're saying a cult that serves you free food, like, you have to buy into every cult at some point, right?
Prove it.
So,
yeah,
why don't
Tom
you just
Cruise
go to a buffet
calling you out, mother flipper.
And eat all your food.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Basically a buffet.
Well, you can join our cult for free.
Yeah,
so
probably not a cult.
I mean,
actually, you have to give me
$12,
so.
Oh, man.
Or cash,
cash tag LOKOGRIGGS32.
Everybody who listens to this podcast is following us as the leaders, quote, of this podcast.
Right.
We're cult leaders.
Probably not a cult.
A cult. Have a nice night.
You know, we should get
I
ropes.
Think that's too much pressure. I'm out.
I quit the podcast too. So
okay,
it was my
bye.
Last episode.
Okay, bye.